It's red across the board as U.S. President Donald Trump ups the trade war ante. The oil share lost 1.6%, while the resi and financials were down 1.7% and 1.3% respectively. Industrials were the hardest hit, losing just over 2% at the close of trade. We're now joined by Sam Mukorosi from Vunani Capital as we look at some of the other factors influencing market moves. Sam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
What do you make of today's performance? I feel like Trump just does not stop.
Yeah, no. And you know, where the Fed gives, Trump takes away, right?
Okay,
so
yeah.
We had that rate cut, which was fantastic for the markets, mm-hmm. Even though it's a bad signal in the medium term because, you know, these rate cuts are usually followed by a recession in the U.S.
Yeah.
And so we're still expecting to see the U.S. hitting recessionary territory next year, mid-next year. But, you know, the rate cut was welcome. The rate cut here as well was welcome. And then Trump ups the ante on the trade war and all the gains that we've had suddenly reversing. Yeah. So that's been bad for the Rand. It's been bad for JSE. And it seems like there's nowhere to hide at the moment.
How's the Rand performed so far in the past week?
Yeah, so I mean, it's trading sort of weaker than this 1470 level at the moment. And you know, it's those international pressures are hurting us. You know, one good thing about your interest rates dropping in the US does mean that we still have a nice yield sort of position as South Africa. So you know, we've seen foreigners are net sellers of our bonds at the moment, but at least we've got some support on the bond side with the Fed cutting rates.
Okay. Company news that caught your attention either locally or globally?
Yeah, look, so, you know, we've got a couple of themes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, unfortunately, some governance issues. We're seeing EOH, they're busy with their cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to take a while. That's included some write-downs.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they're doing the right things. But the question is how much trouble are they going to find with all these investigations? Are there more write-downs coming down the line? They're doing some good disposals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's helping clean up the balance sheet. The Old Mutual story is also disconcerting.
Yeah.
You know, CEO versus board. You know, the court saying that the dismissal is suspended, and then he's coming into work. Then the next day, and then he can't get to work. So it's you know, I think Old Mutual lost sort of about 5% on the day on Tuesday when that news came out.
Yeah.
So we're concerned about governance, and so you know, in terms of what we're getting from our clients as well. Is a higher emphasis on ESG, which includes that governance framework. And so I think the market's looking at the right issues there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to continue to be a theme. And then the other theme that we're seeing is just South African companies struggling in the international space.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw ArcelorMittal coming out saying higher costs, issues around Eskom and electricity, rail tariffs, all of that are putting pressure in an environment that's already under pressure. So steel manufacturing has been under pressure for years now, and ArcelorMittal coming out with bad results there. We saw Woolworths writing down David Jones yet again. By now, I think they acquired it for about 20 billion rand. They've written off half of that investment already, and so it's again, like back to my earlier comment, that whole thing about where is there anywhere to hide?
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing the local economy being tough. We're seeing our companies going offshore, and it's tough there as well. Yeah.
Speaking of Eskom, is there a concern at the back of your mind that our last investment grade rating from Moody's might just slip away, adding to, I mean, as a result of the, you know, the SOE bailouts that government has sort of put in place, which just creates more and more pressure for
us. Right, right. I was actually at a talk yesterday. One of the senior guys at S&P was talking about, you know, how they look at all of this. I mean, S&P is already, we're already sub-investment grade there. It looks like government's going to have to pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Yeah.
And you're talking to kind of different sides that are putting pressure on the economy. The one is our economy is not growing, and so government tax receipts are struggling. in the past few years, part of it has been around tax administration. Mm. Feels like SARS is getting better at the administration, so that's good, but the economy keeps underperforming, and so tax receipts are down. And then the other issue on the expenditure side, as you said, you know, the SOEs seem like they're just bottomless holes at the moment that require saving from time to time. So back to your question, Moody's, it is looking likely that we might be facing a downgrade. So the last of our investment grade might be lost. You know, what we've seen, and when we first moved out of investment grade from Fitch and from S&P, there was a lot of concern. Are we going to see blood on the floor? It seems like it's a slow burn rather than a big knee reaction to the downgrades.
Something to put a smile on our face, your stock pick.
Yeah, we like Rhodium. Rhodium's been running for a few years now, and we think it's still got some steam to go. It is complementary to platinum, and it can displace platinum in terms of the autolytic converters. And so the whole theme around being environmentally friendly, being green, is certainly helping Rhodium at the moment. So we think go out and buy the ETF.
Thank you so much for your time. That was Sam Mukurosi from Vunani Capital. Your stock pick?
Yeah, we like Rhodium. Rhodium's been running for a few years now, and we think it's still got some steam to go. It is complementary to platinum, and it can displace platinum in terms of the autolytic converters. And so the whole theme around being environmentally friendly, being green, is certainly helping Rhodium at the moment. So we think go out and buy the ETF.
Thank you so much for your time. That was Sam Mukurosi from Vunani Capital.